Lest my fury come forth like a fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not. For I will bring evil from the north and great destruction. Brothers and sisters, this series of the purification of God's church, if it serves its purpose, is nothing more than blowing a trumpet and saying it is time to gather together. It's time to put away sin. It's time to set aside these things that have built the confusion in Adventism and obscured the great truths and created an environment that stands opposed to holy living, that's living and stands opposed to the call for holy living. Brothers and sisters, the evidence that it's time for that gathering is illustrated by the approach of the Sunday law, which is illustrated by the events that are taking place in the world that come right out of the last chapters of the Great Controversy. Are the Protestants and Catholics of the United States coming together? Certainly. Is the crime that Sister White has warned us would be taking place in this day prevalent in this world today? Certainly. Are the courts of this land giving righteous judgment or compromised and confused judgment? They're no longer giving the straight judgment. They have lost their bearing. This is recorded in the Great Controversy. Are the disasters in the world today showing us that the judgment of God is in the land, as illustrated in Matthew 24, the Great Controversy? Certainly. These signs, these indications, tell us that the Sunday law is imminent, and that tells us that it's time to gather together, to come together in unity. Now, if we go back to one of the first quotes in this presentation, Early Writing Supplement, page 86, it says, "The view that the Lord had stretched out His hand the second time to recover the remnant of His people, on page 74, refers only to the union and strength once existing among those looking for Christ, and to the fact that He'd begun to unite and raise up His people again." Now, this is speaking specifically about God raising up His people again in 1844. But this second gathering of these people, when the Lord brings them together at the end